Define problem solving. Problem solving is basically the process of finding solutions to difficult or complex issues. For example, solving a problem in maths. However, in this situation, which is public service wise, it would be solving a problem in the police. For example, finding the robber of a robbery in a local town. Finding the person is solving the problem. Public service workers often have to deal with a wide range of problems and situations. Problem solving is a skill that can be practiced and developed in order to deal with such situations. B. What types of problem solving go on in the public services? In the public services, problem solving would be a big thing, especially the police service, because they are basically having to problem solve every day. From teenagers stealing sweets from a shop to a vehicle being stolen, they would have to investigate and then identify the individuals who done this and lock them up, or criminal records. This is problem solving. If we relate it to the armed forces and problem solving, their main priority is finding the enemy and making sure that the country they are fighting in is safe to live in for civilians, or for civilians to live in. If we relate it to the fire service, when they put out the fire, they have to find out how the fire started and was it on purpose or accidental, so they can inform the police so they can investigate into the situation further. Achieving aims. What does achieving an aim mean? In my opinion, achieving an aim is reaching something that you have planned and set, and in some cases trained for, to reach a certain aim / goal that you want to meet in something. It is working hard to get something that you wish to receive, whether it be first place at a cross-country race or walking from the north to the south pole. All aims are different and vary in different ways too. Achieving aims in the armed forces, for example, would be beating your record for your 1.5 mile run, your timing. B. State two occasions when you have achieved an aim. On the first occasion where I set and achieved an aim was when I was in the Army Cadet Force. I had 1 year to complete my training and complete camp in England, which I did do. However, I wanted to be promoted, and to do this I had to train hard and pass everything from shooting to first aid to fieldcraft to map and compass. I set an aim to reach the rank of Lance Corporal, which after training hard I did receive. On the second aim I set, it was to become a coach, or precisely a foundation coach, for the sport camogie. After training hard and completing many games and tournaments, I done a course which gave me a qualification to say that I am a qualified foundation camogie coach. I got this by training hard and attending and playing in every match in school, and at the end of the year I was chosen to do the course which I wanted to do and pass, and which I did. My aim overall was to be a qualified camogie coach, and I reached that aim. I now have a certificate to prove that I am that I have that qualification, along with many medals from playing in the games. C. When problem solving, what sort of aims might the public service achieve? In the police service, if they set to do something, for example, find a robber who robbed the bank in the local town, they will first of all put out the word in the local newspaper and then try and basically find the individual. Their big aim would be to find the person who committed the offence, so they'll investigate, interview and put the word out, along with checking CCTV to find the person, and hopefully in time they will reach their aim, which will be finding the person and locking them up. In the armed forces, they'll always set aims before setting out on patrol, for example. Their aim might be to get a certain area and make sure there are no enemies there, and to also ensure civilians are brought to a safe location. However, before reaching their aims, they might have to face enemy soldiers and battle through some tough areas to get there. Working with others. What does working with others mean? Working with others simply means everyone pulling together as one and completing something to achieve the same aim they all wish to complete. Working with others involves teamwork, determination and motivation, as well as hard working. B. Describe occasions when the following people might be working with others. Police officer. A police constable would be working with lots of people because it is their job to help and assist people in need of assistance. Police constables work with their friends in the same job as they do, whilst members of the public do too. For example, if someone's house had been robbed, the police would be there helping them and trying to figure out who done it. Coast Guard. The Coast Guard would work with people who are distressed at sea. They would receive intel that something has happened at sea, either by the person who needs help, or they may have seen something happen themselves. They might have seen something happen themselves, from really bad weather to their boat maybe even randomly sinking. Paramedic. Being a paramedic, you will always work with people. Paramedics deal with the people in need every day of their job. If an incident, for example, an RTC takes place, road traffic collision, they are there to help people who are hurt. They also might be working with other emergency services such as the police or fire services. Paramedics will always be working with people. Firefighter. Being a firefighter, you're also working with people, from helping people out of burning buildings to getting them to a paramedic to telling the police what happened, because they might have to investigate if they think it was a deliberate fire. Firefighters will be working with other emergency services too to work together and to help everyone and to ensure everyone is safe. Customs officer. A customs officer will work with lots of people too due to stop and searches in some cases, for example, at an airport. Customs officers would work with the police services in order to convict certain criminals, from trafficking to drugs being a problem. Customs is used for a few things, and therefore the police would be heavily involved in that part. For example, they would contact the police service if there was drugs at an airport, for example, if they located it. Interpersonal skills. A. Reading. In the public services, everyone does reading at some point. However, mainly in the police service, due to the fact that they are constantly doing statements and police work, therefore they will need to refer back to that to gather not only evidence but also information on the incident that has occurred. Reading things will help them memorise something that has happened so they can refer back to it later. B. Writing. In the public services, the police would do lots of writing in terms of coursework that needs to be done, police files and statements that would need to be taken for people from an incident that occurred. They would write them down. They would write down things that would be useful for them later, then to properly write them up in documents back at the station. Writing something down for information will help in, especially if the incident is brought to court. They will be used as evidence or statement to back it up. C. Speaking. In the services and the rest of the world, everyone speaks. However, the ambulance service would always be speaking in terms of reassuring people and calming themselves down from an incident, like an RTC, for example. A paramedic would constantly be speaking to someone to reassure that they are okay, whilst also calming other people down, such as family members around them. Listening skills can be information collation. This would be linked with the fire service. They'll be calling the scene of where the fire is taking place, and therefore will also at the time be given information on how it happened. Was it accidental or deliberate? At this point, they'll gather the information whilst getting ready to go out and put the fire out and rescue people who might be stuck in the fire.